This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
When it comes to important decisions, trust First Bank Hampton. It's nice to know you can count on local people you know and trust. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. Purchasing a new home can be overwhelming, but fortunately you can count on us to walk you through the process. So when you're ready to take the plunge into home ownership, stop in and check out our great rates and our first-rate service. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon. This is Brian Fancher, and on today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Paul Van Gorkum, who's the executive director of Go Serve Global that is based in Eagle Grove. And Paul, can you first of all talk to folks about your background a little bit and your career, and how did you get to Go Serve?
Well, my background is I spent the last 38 years prior to coming to Eagle Grove 3 years ago in the business world in the Chicago area. So that's where most of my career has been, is working in the business world there. And this opportunity came about 3 years ago, and I just love what I'm doing now. It's just a perfect fit.
Let's talk about Go Serve Global. What is the organization and how did it come about?
Our organization is really, our mission statement is to share God's love by responding to disaster, empowering sustainable community development, and creating world change through hands-on involvement. And we do that in a number of ways. We respond to natural disasters around the world, Haiti, for example, and here in the U.S., basically in the Midwest. However, recently we spent 3 months down in Houston responding to Hurricane Harvey and the damage down there. And then we build sustainable communities. We built a number of villages, and we're working on refugee camps. And then the other thing that we do is, through hands-on involvement, is we provide mission trip opportunities for people to go to a third world country and see things firsthand. So that's what we're all about. We started really as a result of the earthquake that happened on January 12th of 2010 in Haiti. And right after that, one of our co-founders, Ken DeYoung, who was an Iowa farmer, but also a pilot, he was called by another organization and asked to fly medical supplies between the Bahamas and Haiti. So he did that for like 40 straight days, just back and forth. And on the last day, he saw a gentleman there who was in the airport, and he was speaking English, so he went and just asked him if he could show him around the neighborhood there in Haiti. And this gentleman did that, and they ended up at his home where he and his wife had started an orphanage with 15 girls. And that changed Ken's life forever, that moment. He came back from Haiti and formed Go Serve Global along with Harry Baxter, who was a missionary and an evangelist and had recently come back from India and saw the need for orphan sponsorship back in India as well. So the two of them got together back in 2011, started Go Serve Global simply as an organization to sponsor orphans, and now it has grown way beyond their wildest dreams.
I was going to ask you, you kind of covered it for us, but a few of the things that you've been working on lately, you mentioned again about Houston.
We were down there parts of January, February, and March of this year, and we went down and helped people who had floodwaters in their homes, as much as 3 to 4 feet in their homes. So when we got to these homes, they were just filled with mold, and just drywall had to be ripped out, flooring, and just a lot of people that needed help there. And we went to an area just north of downtown Houston, which was a poor area. So it was perfect for us. That's what we want to do. We want to find the people that are most needy. So that's what we did, and we were able to help a number of people get their homes rebuilt so that they could move back in.
Now, you've got your fundraiser coming up, and can you tell folks about it?
We have an annual banquet every year, and this year it's going to be up in Clear Lake at the Surf Ballroom, and it will be on Friday night, June 8th, and we'll start at 5:30 with a social hour, from 5:30 to 6:30, and during that time, we're going to have appetizers. There'll be a photo booth there. There'll be a silent auction going on, and just a time to meet the folks who are the key people with GoServe Global. And then at 6:30, we'll have a regular program that'll start with a nice dinner, and then we'll have reports from each of the countries that we work in, so people will get an idea and an update on what's happening in each country. We'll have a time to actually worship together. We have the praise band from Zion Lutheran Church in Clear Lake is going to be there. And it, since it is a fundraiser, there'll be an opportunity at the end of the evening for people to donate. But there's no cost to come to the banquet. We have a few table sponsorships left. And so if people wanted to sponsor a table, that's $400. They can do that. Table of eight, and they can bring their friends to fill that table, or they can just let us know and we can fill the table for them.
If people want to find out more just about your organization in general, you have the website.
That's simply www.goservglobal.org, and our name, the word serve does not have the second E, so when you type that in, you'll have to type the word serve as S-E-R-V. But www.goservglobal.org. And if people want to come to the banquet, they'll need to call our office and let us know. And that number is 515-448-3131. And they can ask for Amy.
All right. Our thanks today to Paul Van Gorkum, the Executive Director of GoServe Global, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
When it comes to important decisions, trust First Bank Hampton. It's nice to know you can count on local people you know and trust. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. Purchasing a new home can be overwhelming, but fortunately you can count on us to walk you through the process. So when you're ready to take the plunge into home ownership, stop in and check out our great rates and our first-rate service. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.